It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, when we start talking about renewable energy, it says, the word is, of course, that it's not only going to save the earth, but it's going to create jobs. And for many people, that's the sticking point right there. They'd be willing to make the conversion if only there are jobs and good paying jobs that follow. So we went to the top to find some answers. Minnesota Commerce Commissioner Mike Rothman joins us this morning to talk about solar jobs. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So tell us about the job situation. How is it looking when it comes to solar and renewables in the state?
Well, the job situation is positive. It's great news, actually. Just in the last past 2 years, it's more than doubled for solar jobs in Minnesota. So we see it as a bright future, and it's driven by the growing solar economy in Minnesota and as we grow our renewable energy.
Can you talk about the kinds of jobs that people are getting, and are they good-paying jobs?
Yeah. You know, they are good-paying jobs. Well, first of all, we did the Department of Commerce with the Solar Foundation has been tracking the job census. So the 2015 Minnesota Solar Job Census put together has shown that, we've added more than 1,000 solar workers between 2013 and 2015, which is a 131% increase, and it's projected to continue on that pace for a while. The kinds of jobs, so right now we're at about nearly 2,000 jobs in Minnesota, and the kinds are everything from manufacturing to sales and distribution to project development and installation, a growing number of installers around the state.
And this is expected to continue. Now, I realize that what we're talking about here has to do with solar jobs, but what are you hearing, what are you seeing with regard to renewables across the board, including wind energy, for example?
Well, it's a terrific story from Minnesota's perspective. Minnesota is now at, we announced that, Department of Commerce, we're now at 21% of all of Minnesota's electricity is coming from renewables as of 2015. And this is driven in large part by our state's renewable energy standard. Our goal, our standard, is to reach 25% renewable energy by 2025. We're on pace, obviously, to get there. So it's a really great story. That policy was adopted back in 2007, and we're continuing on that pace. In addition to that, the state also adopted, as law and policy, a solar energy standard of reaching 1.5% of electric sales from all solar by 2020, and with a goal of trying to get there to 10% by 2030. With that, we also have new initiatives. The Minnesota Made in Minnesota Solar Incentive Program has been kickstarting a lot of the solar activity. And then as far as overall wind, Minnesota is a tremendous resource, not only for wind, but also for solar. But the amount of renewable energy coming from wind is approximately 18% right now. So what we're saying is that the renewable energy sector is growing, that our electricity is strong and reliable from that area. We're replacing the coal, over the last 5, 10, even 15 years with the renewable energy, and it's a terrific success for Minnesota.
Mike, I'm going to ask you a sticky question, and it's maybe not quite as sticky because we don't do as much coal mining here in Minnesota. But of course, when you start talking about replacing coal, folks in Wyoming, for example, get really upset because they're mining coal. This is how they make their living. As we start to make some of these societal changes where we start to think, the renewables are better for the earth, We obviously need to replace jobs, and we need to sell former coal miners, perhaps, on jobs and the idea that they're not going to be pushed out of work completely, that we can make a replacement. Can we do that sort of on par, do you think? I mean, is it going to be possible to say to 100 coal miners, here are 100 good jobs in renewables for you, just as a simplistic example?
Well, let me start with sort of the big picture and then get to the specific answer on that. You know, Minnesota is a importer of energy or its sources of energy. So we pay out as an economy to other states. So what's best for Minnesota is to generate its own energy, to be, in effect, energy independent, and to grow its own renewable sector so that we have the jobs in manufacturing, installation, and all of that right here in the state of Minnesota to the extent that we can. And we're doing that, and it's been a success so far. What I think it's important for all of us to see and understand is that the transition away from coal dependency is happening. It's happened for quite a long time now, and we're on pace in Minnesota to continue to reduce our coal dependency. You know, the governor has called for reducing or eliminating coal as fast as we can in a reliable way, and we want to make sure that it's a balanced approach so that we have good jobs, good economic activity, and to give everyone an opportunity to do that transition. And I think I believe that it's important to get to specifically your answer, to have transitional economic development opportunities in Minnesota for folks who are transitioning to this new energy economy. We can do training for solar installation. Our staff is out there. We have energy resource teams that work with local communities, cities, and counties and throughout the state of Minnesota on the job right now and working with people. So I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, look at the next generation, to take people, to take our students, to take workers who are currently working and do some job training to the extent that we can to get to, the future. You know, Wayne Gretzky once said, I skate to where the puck is going, not to where it was. And I think that's the best sense to give you, is that the transition is happening, it is happening, and we need to skate to where the future of energy is going to be.
Well, especially if you put it in hockey terms, Mike, it's easy to understand. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and thanks for the good news.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.
Mike Rothman this morning, Minnesota Commerce Commissioner, and he joined us as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.